We're with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who blew the lid on the connection between autism and vaccines, the MMR vaccine specifically. Dr. Andrew, what was it about that vaccine that you found that you just didn't like?
Well, when I got involved in this, I went back into the history of the safety studies of vaccines before they were licensed, and I wrote a 250-page report which analyzed all of the safety studies looking at measles right the way through to its when it was combined as measles, mumps, rubella. And I have to say I was appalled by the studies. They were not only inadequate, but they were short-term. They lasted for no more than 3 or 4 or 5 weeks at the most, and these are viruses that can hang around and cause long-term problems, and there were no long-term safety studies at all. And I put this to my colleagues. I said there is a major problem here. The studies have not been done, and in particular, my worry was that when you combine 3 live viruses in one mixture and do not do adequate safety testing on it, then you're going to run into trouble because those viruses interfere with each other. If I went to the Food and Drug Administration with 3 antihypertensive, 3 blood pressure drugs, and I said, I've taken these 3 drugs and put them in the same tablet, and I want to give them to a patient because I've done the safety studies on the individual tablets, they would throw me out the door. They would show me the door and say, you're going to kill people if you do this because these drugs will potentiate the adverse reaction risk. And that is exactly what seems to have happened with the combination MMR.
Now, you, as you were doing your work, you had an opportunity to talk with a government whistleblower. His name was George as well. And what did he tell you? What were his revelations?
Yes, his code name was George, and George was brought across from Canada in 1987 to advise the British government on the introduction of MMR, where they'd already introduced it in Canada. Canada had introduced a vaccine called Trivirix, which had to be withdrawn very early on because it caused meningitis. It was unsafe. That same vaccine was rebranded, just given a new name, the exact same vaccine called Pluserix, and licensed in the UK in the same month that it was withdrawn in Canada. And this was an extraordinary situation. The British government or the regulatory authorities in the UK were aware that it had been withdrawn in Canada because it was dangerous, and yet they introduced it in the UK. And that is a measure of how much I think they care about the issue of safety. And George had advised them not to introduce it because of the problems, and they ignored him. And over the next 4 years, there were repeated problems with the vaccine, with increasing numbers of cases of meningitis in the UK. These were ignored, they were dismissed, and finally, a small amount of money was put into a study in a university in Nottingham in England, which showed beyond that the rate of meningitis with this vaccine was very much higher than had previously been thought. The vaccine was withdrawn overnight, and the vaccine, sadly, not taken off the market, but then shipped out to developing countries where it has also caused epidemics of meningitis. So a very questionable ethical and moral practice, the British government introducing a vaccine that was knowingly unsafe. And the rub to this, the real problem underlying this, is that when I got involved in this, there was a legal action by parents against the manufacturers, and they thought, and I thought, and the lawyers thought it was against the manufacturers, but it wasn't. As it turns out, and as George disclosed to me, the government had underwritten the liability of the company because the company, Smith Kline Beecham, had said, we don't want to introduce this vaccine because it's unsafe.
Oh, I think my gosh.
It's extraordinary. Extraordinary situation.
And you know, Andrew, we see this time and time again here in the United States where the FDA will approve some kind of pill, some drug, and then a year later, 2 years later, they've got to yank it off the market because people are dying. People are getting sick from these things. Why do they rush these things to marketplace?
Well, it is extraordinary, this relationship between the regulators and the pharmaceutical industry is something that's a complete mystery to me and is certainly not something that operates in the patient's best interests. And it's something that really needs to be put right.
I mean, we even knew it passed in the years gone past. I think they've changed it now. But, you know, pharmaceutical companies were able to take doctors on trips and, you know, just kind of like make them feel very welcome. And then the doctors, of course, would recommend that specific drug because he was thinking about the company all the time.
Yeah, I think there's a real problem. And the most recent problem that's really thrown this into sharp relief is the fact that one of the publishing companies that publishes a lot of reputable scientific journals was producing fake publications that looked like scientific journals, which were actually sponsored by Merck Pharmaceuticals and were extremely favorable to their drugs. So there you have a perversion of the scientific process, where people are led to believe when they read these magazines that they are true scientific articles when they are, in fact, are not.
Has this vaccine, the MMR vaccine that you believed was responsible for autism, has this specific vaccine been changed now where it's no longer a threat, or is it still out there?
No, it's still out there, and the consensus amongst the regulators is there's no problem. And you hear from the government, there's no problem, there's no link. And yet, George, what has been going on since 1991 in this country is the vaccine courts, the government vaccine courts, have been settling cases of vaccine-induced autism. They have confirmed that vaccines, including MMR vaccine, can cause or materially contribute to autism. So you've got one branch of the government saying, yes, there is proof, settling these cases, and on the other hand, you've got them saying that it's safe. Now, which is true?
Yeah.
I have a clear feeling of which I believe is true.
Actress and comedian Jenny McCarthy, who's got a little boy named Evan, has autism as well. She, of course, is a staunch believer of the connection between autism and vaccines. She's very vocal about that. Are you beginning to get more and more support in spite of what things like your native country has done to you?
Yes, I think that this is what they fear most of all and why they have to try and silence me by taking away my license, which they won't do. I'm not going to walk away from this. The problem is too big. Wherever I go in the world, I was in China recently, there is a huge problem. They have 4 to 5 million children, they estimate, with autism, and the story is exactly the same. And these parents aren't anti-vaccine. They took their children to be vaccinated on time, and their children regressed following the vaccine. Now, that doesn't prove that the vaccine was the cause, but it makes it absolutely essential that it is investigated to the ends of the earth to establish whether or not there is a relationship.
Isn't that the big issue right now? And this is one of the things you really want. You just want a major, no conflict of interest investigation.
That's absolutely right. It's essential, and it is essential not only to establish whether there is a relationship or not, but to underpin public confidence in vaccination policy. Because as soon as the public lose confidence in vaccine policymakers, then it destroys vaccine policy potentially across the board. And that leads to potential catastrophe. And so those who are ultimately anti-vaccine are the ones who refuse to do these studies, who will not invest in the safety examination of these vaccines properly, and who deny children who are injured some kind of safety net, some kind of compensation by denying vaccine injury. Because then parents will lose confidence, and all the good that vaccination has done will be destroyed virtually overnight.